I'm sorry I fell on your button, by the way.
What happened there?
I fell on his button.
Usually you turn me on, and then during the news you turned me off.
I usually turn you off.
Is anyone else getting any double entendre in this, or just me? Is it just me?
It's Friday, man. Come on, we're starting the weekend.
Some of it is single entendre. All right, it's us.
Single entendre.
It's Phil and Wendy. And you know who decided to join us is Kurt Wagner from TVShowPatrol.com to talk about the world of television. Hi, Kurt. How are you?
You both turned me on.
Thank you, Kurt. That's so nice of you to say.
That's how we know it's Friday, when he comes strolling in with a new hat.
Yep. Would you like to tell the kids what today's hat is and its country of origin?
It is from Italy.
Mm-hmm.
I'd put it back on because you have total hat head, by the way.
Look like Bernie Sanders' son right now. Your hair's everywhere.
And I don't know what kind of hat it is. What is this called? A derby? I don't know. What is that?
It's almost
it's not a derby.
A newsboy hat.
Yeah, it looks like Timmy the Long Chevrolet newsboy would wear that
hat. To be bossy. I don't know why I'm apologizing for the first time, but pick a microphone because you're kind of right in between.
Oh, sorry.
There you go. Better. Perfect.
That's better.
And I'm an amateur over here, you know.
Well, to radio.
So are we.
Please. All right, let's talk about television. Number one, another production of a musical, a live musical, is going to take place on Sunday, and this is Grease. It's going to be called Grease Live, and it's on Fox. What do we need to know about Grease Live?
It's live. They're going to shoot it in front of an audience, but outside and inside. So if it rains in California while they're shooting it, it will be raining on your TV screen.
Oh,
well,
all right.
In your TV screen, I guess.
Will that add to the excitement of Grease to watch it done in the rain?
Someone could slip while they're dancing.
Yeah. The prom will get wet.
Oh, I guess.
Or whatever.
Just like Carrie.
All right.
But yeah, it's Fox is going all in with live musicals. You know, NBC's done the three for holidays.
Well, they did The Sound of Music.
Peter Pan.
And The Wiz this past holiday.
And the ratings are pretty good on these, aren't they? People seem to like these.
And Fox is doing, now they're doing Grease Live this Sunday, and then later this year, March 20th, they're doing The Passion live.
Oh,
really?
They're going to retell The Passion story with modern music, contemporary music. And
that
they just announced
good.
Chris Daughtry will play Judas.
Oh, I like it.
And then somebody's playing Jesus, who I've never heard of, Giancarlo Canella.
Okay.
I have two musicals I would like to request, really the only two musicals I would
love.
Which
two would you like to see?
One would be West Side Story.
That would be good. They could do that.
And the other one would be Jesus Christ Superstar.
That would also be good.
You never know. You might get your wish.
I would watch those.
Those would be
terrific. They're also doing Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh, I'll watch
that. Oh, that would be good.
Live. And they're going to have Tim Curry, who was the original Frankenfurter.
Yeah.
He's going to be the narrator in their live version.
So what happened that made them all of a sudden, because for years and years and years, nobody would do something like this on TV, and now you have such an influx. It's all ratings-based, right? They saw the first one work, Sound of Music worked, so now they're going to do a bunch.
Well, and Fox, I think Fox believes, at TCA, their president or whatever, CEO, whatever he's called, talked about how music's in Fox's DNA. Like, you know, they had Glee for years.
Yeah.
That wasn't live, but it was music. And then they have Empire now. And the guy who created Empire is working on a thing about a girl group, like a girl band starting.
Right.
So
new girl group or like 60s Motown girl groups?
I'm not sure what but it's going to be like a drama like Empire is, but focusing on this girl group.
Do you think, Kurt, years ago, and this is used as whenever they talk about the biggest bombs in TV history, there's a show that comes up and it's called Cop Rock, which was a cop show set to music.
Right.
Do you think that show could work today?
Probably. It'd
probably have
a better
chance.
But, you know, then NBC had Smash. Maybe that was a little before it should have been, you know, or maybe it just sort of went off the rails in the second season.
Yeah. The casting in Grease. Now, I'm familiar with Juliana Hough. She was on Dancing with the Stars.
She's adorable.
I don't know Aaron Tveit.
Tveit. He's a Broadway guy, but he was in the most recent Les Miserables.
Oh, he was.
He was one of the supporting characters. He was on some USA Today or USA Network show where he didn't sing. He was just it was a cop show. I can't remember.
Let me pitch an idea to you since you said Les Miserables, a musical version of the Dick Van Dyke show called Les Miserables Petri. Do you think that would work on today's television?
I have no idea.
Wow, that is a stretch.
I have no idea.
Wow.
But, you know.
It is Friday.
He's still around. Kiki Palmer, Carly Rae Jepsen, and who else is in this?
Carly Rae Jepsen's
in. And Vanessa Hudgens are also in
this. She used to be on Disney shows all the time.
Yeah. She's playing
Rizzo, probably?
Rizzo, yes.
Yeah, that would make sense. Because Dr. Channing is great, but probably too busy.
You've never seen Grease?
Mm-mm.
Really?
Wendy, you've never seen Sound of Music or Grease. You've never seen Grease?
I've seen bits and pieces of Grease.
Wait, you've never seen Sound of Music? That's been on every Christmas for 1,000 years.
And Julie Andrews is Wendy's stepmom, and she still hasn't seen it.
The mean stepmom.
You'd think that maybe she'd go and see it, but
she won't. My sister just said that to me. She goes, Wendy, it's about time you watch Sound of Music. I said, I've gone this long. Really, what's the difference?
That's what we were talking about yesterday, what it will say in your obituary. It'll say, Wendy Snyder dies, never saw Sound of Music.
She never saw Sound of Music. The hills are not alive.
And Julie Andrews will come to my grave and spit on it.
Right. That's what you've got coming. That's your future right there. That's your future.
Looking forward to it.
So, all right. So now we've got two networks that are heavily into the musicals. Will the other networks say, we can do musicals too? Where will this stop, Kurt?
I don't know, but they're going to run out of musicals because they have to make them all very family friendly. Like, right. They changed a lot of the lines in the Grease songs because...
There are a couple of songs that are a little iffy.
Yeah.
All right. So they cleaned them up.
Grease?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Grease Lightning, right? Yeah, isn't there a couple lines in Grease Lightning that are dangerous?
I mean, it's, you know, 1950s leather dudes and gals, you know, they're...
So you don't think they'll do Oh Calcutta on network television anytime soon? No?
No.
Right.
No.
That's too bad.
No. not on network television.
It's too bad now that we've lost Dave Vigoda because he would have been great in Oh Calcutta on television.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. There's no big award shows.
Never a dull
on
moment, huh?
No. Before we get off the music thing,
yeah?
I just thought of this because I watched it last night. Have you guys seen Lip Sync Battle on Spike TV?
What's Lip Sync Battle?
Oh, you got to watch this. It's such it's
with
my
celebrities?
It's my new favorite thing. Yeah, it's called Lip Sync Battle. I think the new episodes air on Thursday nights on Spike TV, and it's hilarious. They get celebrities to come in and lip sync with a dance number,
yeah,
and they basically battle. They do two numbers.
Do the celebrities know in advance what song they'll have to lip sync to, or is it all kind
no,
of
no, they know because they do a whole production thing.
Oh, they do? They rehearse
Yeah, like, the most famous recent one was Channing Tatum did a song by Beyonce, and it's on YouTube, and it's got like millions and millions of views.
How was
But
he?
Beyonce came out and surprised him at the end. And sort of danced the last little part of it with him.
That is kick ass.
Yeah, and his battle was against his own wife, Jenna Dewayne Tatum.
Oh, yeah.
And she did a song. I don't know what the song was, but the big takeaway from that was she did a strip tease on top of him.
Oh, God.
Wow. Is this on pay-per-view, Kurt, or can regular people see this?
It's on Spike. It's
it
cool.
is?
Well, she didn't strip all the way, of
yeah.
course. But, anyway... It's awesome.
Didn't Jimmy Fallon do the lip sync?
He did it last night. He was on last night.
But I mean, didn't he do it on his show?
He did. There was a segment on his show where they would do that.
Yeah, he does a thing. And then James Corden does that karaoke.
In the car.
Oh, I love that with Adele.
But they're actually singing there.
Yeah.
This one, they're just lip syncing.
You know what I've noticed on the late night shows, on the 10:30 shows, like Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon, Stephen Colbert doesn't do it as much, but he gets in the... There's a lot more, instead of just the straightforward interview that was a staple forever... There's a lot of games and prizes and confetti and stuff. Whoever the star is, they have to play a game.
Yeah, it's sort of become like the modern variety show almost, you know.
Is that good? You like it that way? Yeah.
Depends who the guest is. You know, if there's someone I would like to see a guest doing something you wouldn't expect him to do.
Right.
Well, and that's what I think is fun about Lip Sync Battle too, is because sometimes they have people on there who are just actors, you know, and you know, not like are serious, you know, in serious roles, and then they get to cut loose and do this crazy thing. And
damn, Abe Vigoda could have been on that too. That he would have killed.
He would have been so good on that. Kurt Wagner's here from TVShowPatrol.com, a great website if you enjoy TV. We'll take a quick break and talk more next. If you want to jump in, if you have any comments or questions, 312-981-7200. You can text us or call us. More in a little bit. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN. Kurt Wagner's here from TVShowPatrol.com. Kurt, a week ago you told us about a show that Wendy and I have very excited prior knowledge about, and that's X-Files. It came back, and it came back strong. It looked really good.
Oh, my God.
You guys liked it?
Loved it.
It
was really good.
The effects that they've taken, it was always such a great show. It is kept with the theme of the original X-Files, don't you think?
Sure, yeah. Yeah.
Fantastico. Now,
do we know how it's doing in the ratings? I know it was just the two-part opener, so you don't know yet, but I would hope that Fox would see that there's an audience for this and continue it.
I don't know. I didn't check the ratings. I mean, we could look now.
Maybe. No, you're fine.
How old were you when you started watching it? Because I can't remember when it was on. We were older, right?
Yeah. We were older than we are now.
But I mean, we were... How many years ago, I guess,
like
is what I'm trying to...
Right.
We Benjamin Buttoned it.
Were we in our 20s when it came out?
I think a little older than that.
Because this new episode of X-Files, the premiere... has really sucked in the younger viewers.
Yeah.
I realize now my 13 and 16-year-old loved it, and now they are binge-watching. Netflix has all 9 episodes of the original,
mm-hmm.
and I have a box of every single one of the X-Files comics in my basement, which I'm going to be
wow.
looking for this weekend.
Wow.
That is my Star Wars.
It is your Star Wars. That's cool.
Do you remember there was a show on NBC that preceded X-Files by, I think, 2 years that was similar to it, but it was awful? And it was called Project UFO. And it was done very much in the style of Dragnet. Two kind of deadpan guys.
I watched that.
Did you ever see Project
UFO? It was terrible.
It was terrible.
Yeah, there were a couple like that. There was another one.
The Alien Autopsy, of course, I watched that too on Fox.
Everyone watched that.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was the one you remember, Curtis?
I can't. I'm not going to remember what it was called, but it was I don't know.
But in the same vein.
It had the same idea, and they were bloggers who, this might have been like,
that would have to be after if they were bloggers.
Might have been a little bit after, yeah. They were bloggers who, they had this blog site that just looked at weird things like, you know, Sasquatch or whatever.
Well, there was
and so they would go out and find...
Remember they did a spinoff called The Lone Gunman about the three guys that would
yeah.
help Scully and Mulder
yeah.
all the time? It didn't last too long.
No.
That kind of came and went pretty quickly. I know I shouldn't be excited about this, but I am because I'm 11 years old. Netflix is bringing one of our favorite toys from our past
I
to light.
I thought you would like this.
And you worded it beautifully. They're expanding their kid shows by offering us what?
Stretch Armstrong.
Stretch Armstrong,
what
Wendy.
What was the song? Did he have a theme song?
I don't remember. Did he have a theme song? Was there a Stretch Armstrong
you.
Theme song?
I don't remember.
I can't remember. So who will play Stretch Armstrong? Because this is a coveted role in Hollywood.
It's only in... Early.
They're in development right yeah. now.
But there was never a TV show, was there?
No, it was
just
the toy, the big rubber doll that you could just pull its arms and yeah. legs.
And did you put one of his arms on a doorknob and pull him? Because
yeah.
I think everybody did that.
You're supposed
that.
To.
Yeah.
That would be the first episode. They could do an episode like that.
Yeah. They're
and you'll be watching.
I'd watch that.
They're going to do it with Hasbro. With Hasbro.
Are
the
they really?
Maker, yeah, so.
Excellent. I'm in. I want to see more Stretch Armstrong.
I do think
it's a cartoon, right?
Well, I thought it was a live action, but the story says it's animated action comedy series.
I want it to be live action.
Yeah, that would be better.
Yeah.
Arnold should do the voice. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That would be great.
Wouldn't it be great?
Yeah, that would be great.
Stretch Armstrong. It is not a tumor.
Although, did you see what job he got?
No.
Did you see what job Arnold Schwarzenegger's got?
The Office.
No.
What's it called? Not The Office.
The one. Apprentice.
The Apprentice, yeah.
He's going to
really?
Be the new... He's going to be
the new
guy in The Apprentice.
So then is he going to run for president in a few years?
I think because he's Austrian-born, he can't.
Oh, yeah.
Because Donald Trump would be the one who'd call him out on that.
Right, but he'd make an exception
right,
for
right.
him.
He would. He definitely would. Comic book shows are very, very popular. They keep making more and more, and there's another one coming down the pike. What's the new one?
Yeah, they've done a pilot for another spinoff of Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. called Marvel's Most Wanted.
Who's involved? Which heroes are involved in this?
It's Adrian Palicki's character from Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and her ex-husband, who is played by this guy named Nick Blood, which I think that could be a
Nick
superhero.
Nick Blood sounds like a superhero name.
That, superheroes get divorced?
Yeah, sometimes if their marriages aren't
that's
happy.
Sad.
Yeah.
And they're not really superheroes. They're just heroes. Cause
they're okay heroes?
They're agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. who are humans, but they just are really good fighters.
Now, when they first announced that, Kurt, I thought people don't want to see regular people fighting crime. They want to see superheroes, but these shows are extremely popular. People
yeah, I mean,
love them.
You know, you might as well be another procedural, right? Another,
yeah.
You know, cops, they just happen to be really good at kicking.
Yeah, that's true,
but.
Isn't it? It's very true. And then one of the stars of the movie Straight Outta Compton is getting his own show. What do you know about this?
Corey Hawkins, you may know him as Heath on The Walking Dead. He played Heath.
Oh, right.
Wait, I watched that show. Who's Heath?
He was a character in the town that they've been in.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of where you would know him from. He's kind of dreadlocked.
Yeah, he had the dreadlocks, and he always wore
I know him.
Open shirt. Yeah.
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 All right.
He's Corey Hawkins is going to play the lead character, which is this guy named Eric Carter in 24 Legacy. And he's a former, what was that, CPU, CTU? Counterterrorism agency,
oh, right,
I think,
right,
CTU.
Right, right.
He's a former CTU agent who had been off in Europe, and he comes back home and is followed by...
But there's no. This is a 24 show, but Jack Bauer is nowhere to be seen. Does this take place after Jack Bauer, or is it a prequel? Or
no, it's after. But because I think they're going to mention, they're going to have mentions of Jack Bauer.
But
I almost said Eddie Bauer.
Eddie Bauer should also be in this one.
They're going to
fight crime and they wear comfortable clothing. Oh, that's excellent. Good. Well, that kind of waters it down a little bit, because I think part of the reason 24 was such a huge hit is people loved Kiefer Sutherland.
Well, Kiefer doesn't.
Kiefer?
Kiefer has moved on to something else. That's, he has some pilot work in, too. I can't remember.
He's going to do something?
Is he going to talk like this?
He always talks like that.
Or he's going to shout.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Sometimes he'd get angry. The co-star in this is Miranda Otto, who I don't know if a lot of people in America know who she is. She's a British actress. She was in
some
Lord of the Rings. Oh, is she Australian?
I think so, yeah.
She was in Lord of the Rings. She had a part in that.
She was most recently on this last season of Homeland.
Oh, right, right, right.
So she's used to being
a
spy.
She's very, very good. Yeah. That's Kurt Wagner. You want to visit his website, don't you? TVshowpatrol.com. It's got all the information you have on your favorite TV shows. Thanks, Kurt. We appreciate it.
I actually have a surprise for you before he goes.
What is it?
I want to see if you remember this. Audio's not that great. Can you stretch him?
Wow, look at that. You together. Pull. Sure, Coach. Pull. Now wrap
him up. This is one of the commercials for Stretch Armstrong.
They're tying him up in a pretzel.
Just stretch him.
Which, by the way, he didn't mind.
No,
he was fine with that.
Slowly got back to normal.
I think I tore mine in half.
Did you tear Stretch Armstrong in half?
I think
it was superhuman strength.
I stretched it so much that
it wouldn't break. That was the whole point of it.
It wouldn't break, but I had two different friends that left theirs outside because, you know, families were very strict back then. Stretch Armstrong is not allowed in this house. So if you left them outside in the cold, he would freeze, and that wasn't good for Stretch Armstrong.
Just crack
him? Probably
snap him. You could break him.
What was inside of him?
But I think I pulled an arm off, like after, you know. When
did
I turned 20, and after 20 years of, after 15 years of playing with it,
it was like a silicone, like the stuff that's in Pam Anderson. It was the same kind of stuff. That should be.
Does that
keep her out of the cold?
Yeah, you don't want to put her in the cold at all. Thank you, Kurt, for sticking around.
you
get an extra 3 minutes of pay, by the way. So congrats. More after this. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.